Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said the Trump administration plans to federalize 300 members of the Illinois National Guard. The government called it absolutely outrageous and un-American. This demonstrator Saturday said,
it's a continuing overreach by the president. I mean, the governor is responsible for calling up the troops when they think it's necessary.
He was in Chicago where Border Patrol shot an armed woman Saturday morning. Homeland Security said she tried to run over officers who were exiting a trapped vehicle. A federal judge in Oregon temporarily blocked the Trump administration plans to deploy the National Guard to Portland, saying the relatively small protests there could not justify the use of federalized forces. Day five of the government shutdown as Democrats want Republicans to roll back Medicaid cuts. Republicans say they won't talk until the government reopens. And some optimism, the White House framework for peace could lead to the release of all hostages held by Hamas and a stop to Israeli fighting in Gaza. This is ABC News.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, this is Lauren Elena.
Hey, this is Joe Don.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Gary.
And we're Rascal Flats.
And if you got to work on Sundays, make Rise Up your at-work church.
You got to rise up, rise up.
Good morning. Hi, this is John, and you're waking up with Rise Up Country. It's where we meet every Sunday morning to get our weekly dose of inspiration and a message of hope. Who gives us hope? Our best friends. People that we hang out with that lift us up. Coming up this hour, Scotty McCreary, Kelsey Ballerini, and Connor Smith have some great stories about their buddies. Plus, I'll be sharing some of the stories that you've shared with us about best friends and taking your calls at 844-717-7774.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in. It was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart. Didn't need no screen. I was raised
tells California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, I followed her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she had me at Heads, Carolina.
Rise Up Country. Today we're talking about best friends. You got a story for us?
I met my best friend when I was in the third grade, and I'm 22 now, so that's like, I would say 15 some odd years. And just a best friend to me is somebody that's there through the thick and thin, no matter how thick, no matter how thin it gets. They're there and they would drop everything for you, and that's how me and my best friend are. She can call me and I can call her, and at any time if it's a serious problem, we need one another. We drop whatever we have and we're just there at each other's side. And she just recently moved to New York, and because she got married, and I felt that our friendship would get weak, and it hasn't. It's just gotten stronger. And even though we live that far apart, we're still the same. We still click in the ways that we used to. From the time we were in the third grade until she moved to New York, we were pretty much inseparable. And it's just, she's there for me and I'm there for her.
Well, thanks for sharing your good friend with us.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. I get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast. And stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. Let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry,
who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. Then you show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch, way out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, man, I've been there. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare.
That's my buddy Tracy Lawrence with Find Out Who Your Friends Are. You're listening to Rise Up Country, and on today's show, we're talking about best friends. Sitting here with Scotty McCreary, and I guess you and your wife, Gabe, have been together for quite a while.
Sort of. We grew up together. We met in kindergarten and went to elementary, middle school, and high school, and she went to some other college in North Carolina, UNC. We don't talk too much about that school, but I went to North Carolina State University. But she's a nurse, and that they had nursing school, so that's an awesome place for her to be. But yeah, we grew up throughout school, and senior year of high school is when we started dating. So we dated for 5 and a half or so years before we got engaged, and yeah, luckily she said yes.
Way up in the mountains, 4,000 feet high, and there's a trail through the trees to a cliff where Carolina meets the sky. Oh, and there's a view I just can't describe. No, we're not there yet, just a few more steps, baby, wait. Okay, you can open your eyes. This is it, this is now, this is what I've been talking about. This is it. Girl, I know that you've been waiting and talking to your friends, wondering if and wondering where and wondering when. Well, I've been waiting too, holding on to this ring for the right words to say, for the right time and place for me. Get on one knee. This is it. This is now. This is what I've been talking about. Looking now, can't you see forever? Take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world here together. If there ever now, it's what I've been talking about. Looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world here together, surrounded by our family and our friends. If there this is it. Yeah, this is it.
If you're just tuning in to Rise Up Country today, we've been talking about best friends and what makes a best friend. I'd love to hear your story. You can give me a call at 844-717-7774. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. So what's your story?
Hey, man. My name's Terry.
Hey, Terry.
I just want to tell you that I really appreciate your show.
Well, thank you, buddy.
I listen to you every Sunday. What I wanted to share is, a year ago, a person that I consider like a brother to me and his wife, they actually got off of a really bad drug addiction. And they actually gave me their kids. And here a year later, they've got their kids back and got good jobs. Everything's going good for them. So,
Terry, you took their kids?
Oh, yeah. We had their kids for 6 or 7 months while
wow.
they got this figured out.
Wow. Now, that's what I call a friend right there.
And we've got a 6-year-old ourselves, and their 4-year-old has autism, and their youngest was a year at that time. So,
oh, buddy, I got to tell you, you and your wife are absolute saints. That sounded tough.
Yeah, it definitely was, but couldn't be happier.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe them streets of gold are worth the work, but I'd still want to go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe that days go slow and years go fast, and every breath's a gift, the first one to the last. I believe most people good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
Most people are good. Luke Bryan. You're listening to Rise Up Country. On today's show, we're talking about your best friend. What makes a best friend? Do you have one? Well, Kelsey Ballerini's coming up in just a minute, and she's going to tell us who she hangs out with when she's out on the road. Hi, this is John Ritter. You heard me talk about it, but I'm telling you, it's one of the best movies, the most moving movies I've ever seen, and it's based on a real story. It's called Soul on Fire, in theaters this Friday. You got to take the whole family. I'll tell you more about it coming up.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and warm, with a few showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. A few lingering showers possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies, breezy and turning cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Hey, this is Tim McGraw.
Hey, y'all, this is Brantley Gilbert.
Hi, this is Miranda Lambert. John will be right back with more of your calls.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Quo, formerly OpenPhone, gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Quo lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Quo automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Quo's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Quo. Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's quo.com/try. quo.com/try.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters this Friday. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com.
Judgment or keeping score. If you rob a bank, I'm your getaway.
your secrets by the dozen. You know where my skeletons sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying through my teeth.
You know that you got a best friend if you say, if you're going down, I'm going down too. Hanging here with Kelsey Ballerini, and you know the importance of hanging out with good friends, don't you?
Yeah, I have a lot of great friends that are writers. I have a lot of great friends like from college. My roommate's actually on the road with me, my college roommate. My college roommate and my dog are both on the road with me.
Now, what do they do?
My roommate, she just helps out with whatever, and my dog just eats everything.
Right.
That's what he does.
Right.
But it's so nice to have, and I love my band. I'm really close with them. They're like my brothers. But especially to have my friend Jensen and my dog out, like, it's like the most, like, grounding, wonderful, normal thing in the world.
Here's a song all about a guy that's trying to get enough courage up to make new friends. Me and a beer can. Chris Jansen.
Prettiest girl I'd ever seen. Look at her, man, look at me. I thought I can't just walk up and ask her to dance. But me in a beer can. I ain't about to get under that truck all Saturday long with the summer turned up. Cranking that bolt till the oil's pouring in the pan. Not with me in a beer.
Rise Up Country, we're talking about best friends. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, you know, it's nothing that they're going to make a movie about or anything, but back when I was real little, I pretty much grew up on my grandparents' farm out in the country there, and I spent all my time there with my cousin, and right next door was a good family friend of ours, the Grimms, and me and their son just did not get along. I don't know why, but I mean, we fought over everything, and him and my cousin were really good friends. And so they would go to hang out, and he'd be like, do you want to go? And I'm like, no, just because he was going, and I'd end up going somewhere else. And so it wasn't until like about fifth grade or so, all of a sudden we got stuck in a class together, and we were sitting right next to one another. We just glared for the first, like, you know, couple weeks of school. But then after that, we started talking, and it ended up that we had a lot in common, so we started hanging out quite a bit. And now we're the best of friends, and we are what we call hunting brothers. We go out into the woods and spend hours together, just me and him on the foot, prowling after our deer. And he was the one that took me to get my first deer, and I've got so many memories with that kid I'll never forget. We're actually going away to college now, just in the next couple weeks here.
What's his name?
Chris Grimm.
Pretty awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, man.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
God can change anyone, can he? Here's Rascal Flatts with Changed.
I came up out of the water, raised my hands up to the Father, gave it all to him that day, felt anew and kissed my face, walked away, eyes wide open, could finally see where I was going. It didn't matter where I'd been, I'm not the same man I was then. Got off track, I made mistakes, backslid my way into that place where souls get lost, lines get crossed, and the pain won't go away. I hit my knees, now here I stand, there I was, now here I am, here I am, changed. I've done, man, that was not me. I wish that I could take it all back. I just want to tell him that. Tell him that I got off track, I made mistakes, backslid my way into that place where souls get lost, lines get crossed, and the pain won't go away. I hit my knees, now here I stand, there I was, now here I am, here I am. I've changed for the better, for smiles less bitter, I'm even starting to forgive myself.
Next on Rise Up Country, Connor Smith. He knows that if you want to have friends, first, you have to be a friend. He's going to tell us about his best buddy. Stay with me.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up.
Start your four-year degree at NTC with University Transfer, the affordable way to complete classes with maximum transferability. With NTC's University Transfer degree, you can start here and go anywhere, including transfer to UW, Stevens Point, and other four-year universities. Learn more today by visiting www.ntc.edu/university-transfer or contact the NTC campus nearest you, North Central Technical College. Start here, go anywhere.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Hey, this is Luke Combs. Hey
everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney.
Hey, this is Kelsey Ballerini. John will be back in 2 minutes with more of your calls.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
At Boot Barn, we know you need a reliable work boot. A boot that has withstood the test of time. When you feed, build, and fuel the nation, you can't take chances. Because you wake before the sun rises and end the day after it sets. Dating back to 1892, Thorogood takes pride in building high-quality work boots designed for hardworking people. Because reliability comes first. Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a band lead. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a band. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you
I should start asking questions before you get up and leave.
That's Thomas Rhett, Beautiful As You. You're listening to Rise Up Country. Today we're taking your calls about your best friend. And I remember sitting down with Connor Smith and asking him about the guy that I keep seeing in all of his videos.
His name's Cram Man. So Cram Man, he comes out and we do an acoustic set every night, me and Cram. He's my road tech, drives a van, guitar tech, just kind of my right-hand man. We became buddies because we were in the math class that was like three grades below what we should have been in. And we had a fellow love for country music. And so we would just kind of sit around on weekends, sit around the fire, play guitar. He was with me the night that I found out I was going to go on tour with Thomas Rhett. Now, this is when I had no songs out. I had nothing going. You know, I'd signed a record deal. But beyond that, you know, I was just waiting on a plan to put out any music, which I'm sure you know. How that goes for a lot of artists. And so there was one night, everything changed. I got a call. Thomas Rhett called Scott Borchetta telling him to put out some of my songs. They want to go on tour. And so we partied that night. We celebrated a little bit, me and him out there on the pontoon boat. The next morning, he looked at me, and he's a real, like, low-key, you know, doesn't say much, but when he does, you listen. And he said, hey, buddy, I want to tell you congratulations. Like, that's pretty awesome. And I just looked at him without even blinking or thinking. And I said, hey, it's a bus, not a motorcycle. So you're coming with me. And he's been on the road with me every day since. We're chasing down this dream together and having a blast.
If you want to see the Cram Man, look up the video of this one here, Creek Will Rise. Here's Connor Smith.
Well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining. She said, I don't mind. Got him dancing in a white sundress. Couldn't even find one. Dry thread. Just two, 'cause a girl like her on a night like this make a man wanna stay right where he is. A shovel in the way, your green eyes are glowing. I'm holding on tight, praying and hoping this truck battery dies. Oh, the road's too muddy to drive. Won't stay right here all night. If the good roads will, and that creek will rise. Well, next thing I know, I have my blue jeans hanging. Storming, I was falling fast through the Nurnhart, Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sundress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest. 'Cause a girl like her on a night like this make a man wanna stay right where he is. The shovel in the way, your green eyes are glowing. Praying and hoping this truck battery dies. Oh, the road's too muddy to drive. Won't stay right here all night. The good roads will, and that creek will rise. Well, that creek will rise.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. Do you have a story to share with us all about friends?
I actually have a couple heroes, and one is my mom, because she has been my best friend through my life. She taught me how to be the best mom anybody could ever want. And then the second person is my husband, because he's been my best friend forever, too.
Most people spend a lifetime just trying to find one, and you've got two.
I do. I have two of the best people anybody could ever want.
Please keep Dolly Parton in your prayers. She's going through some health issues, even had to cancel some shows. Here she is with her buddy, Kenny Rogers, who passed just a couple years back. You can't make old friends, can you?
What will I do when you're gone? Who's gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do? When somebody knocks at the door, someone new walks in, I will smile and shake their hands, but you can't make old friends. You can't make old friends. You can't make old friends. It was me and since way back when, but you can't make old friends.
How will I sing when you're gone? 'Cause it won't sound the same. On those harmony parts, when I call your name, you can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was you and me since way back when, but you can't.
St. Peter opens the gate,
and you come walking in.
I'll be there just waiting for you,
'cause you can't make old friends.
'Cause you can't make old friends.
And when I'm out on the stage all alone, and I hear the music begin,
we all know the show must go on, but you can't make old friends.
No.
Next up on Rise Up Country, I know we've talked about dog stories and missing dogs, but I have a story coming up that will just warm your heart. You can't believe how this family found their dog and how long it took. Stay with me. Hi, this is John Ritter. You heard me talk about it, but I'm telling you, it's one of the best movies, the most moving movies I've ever seen, and it's based on a real story. It's called Soul on Fire, in theaters this Friday. You got to take the whole family. I'll tell you more about it coming up.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up.
Hey, y'all, this is Lee Price.
Hey, it's Priscilla Block.
Hey, this is Josh Turner. John will be right back with more of your calls.
paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with, here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
The soul of the West lives on in every pair of handcrafted cowboy boots. At Boot Barn, we're proud to carry a heritage brand that's been preserving tradition and honing their craft since 1879. Made with techniques passed down from father to son, Justin boots stand for quality, comfort, and timelessness. With roots going back over 100 years, they're more than a bootmaker. They're a Western legacy. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com.
I want to talk about a story about missing your best friend. It seems there's a little dog named Pete that vanished from its San Francisco home for 13 months. The family was devastated. They looked everywhere. They rang doorbells, did everything they could. And finally, after about 10 months, they decided to even have a memorial for Pete because they figured they would never see their little pet again. And then you won't believe what happened next. A San Rafael police officer spotted Peach in a distressed state, not being taken care of, confronted the individuals who had the dog, and took the dog to the Marine Humane Animal Services. The staff immediately scanned her for a microchip. To their surprise, they were able to locate the family. But the most important thing to remember about this story is to get your dog microchipped. Get your pet microchipped. It's as simple as that. To see the video of Peach and that great reunion, just go to our Facebook page at Rise Up Country. When I read that story, it reminded me of Jordan Davis and the title cut off of his album, If Good News Sold.
You see a little boy hugging on a black lab, cause after 2 weeks it came back home. Lady going through stage four saying thank you, Lord, cause the cancer's gone. A couple seeing two pink lines for the first time after trying for a while. Wouldn't be too hard to find a smile. If good news sold, the world wouldn't seem so bad. If good news sold, we'd be buying everything they had. And we'd all sleep a little bit better at night. All be a little less left or right. And turning the TV on and checking your phone would never get old. Somebody changing tires for somebody else. They just met on the side of the road. Seeing a posh losing game, cause a soldier came home and his son didn't know, and he came running in from second base, tears running down his face. Been a year since he's been back, we'd all be crying watching that. If good news sold, the world wouldn't seem so bad.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal judge in Oregon appointed by President Trump blocked his deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, concluding the city's protests are not, quote, significantly violent or disruptive. ABC Selena Wang has more.
The president has already sent troops to L.A. and here to D.C., and he's now targeting Portland, Chicago, and Memphis. Now, that federal judge's order only blocks the administration in Portland for 14 days, but the state says they plan to ask for an extension.
And Illinois' governor says the Trump administration is federalizing 300 National Guard troops in Illinois. The governor called it a manufactured performance, not a serious effort to protect public safety. Saturday, the Department of Homeland Security said officers shot an armed woman in Chicago who tried to run over border officers with her vehicle. The woman was treated and released. And Egypt says talks between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow. The U.S. is taking part in these discussions. This is ABC News.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Coming up this hour, Cody Johnson, Walker Hayes, and Tim McGraw. What do they have in common? They're all going to tell us about how they found their best friend.
Rise on up Sunday morning, John Ritter on the radio. Stories of inspiration, gonna get you on the go. Don't tell God your great big problems, say your problems about your great big God and rise up.
We'll
record.